New York already is one of 10 states, along with the District of Columbia, that require universal blood tests for lead before age 3. Now, newly armed with data on lead sources, the state has the opportunity to protect the 2.7 million children in public schools and to become an example for other states. Lead makes headlines, but it's not the half of it. The more we look for pollution, the more we'll find, and the list of contaminants is long. Coliform bacteria near dairy farms in Wisconsin. Nitrates from fertilizers in Iowa's rivers. Lead, mercury, and uranium in fracking fluid in places like Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, and North Dakota. Toxic chemicals such as those in Teflon that are so ubiquitous they're found in the blood of 98% of the people in the United States and nearly every country in the world. The problem may feel overwhelming, but together we can solve it. We need to start with the basics, like replacing lead pipes and fixing deteriorating mains. Then we can modernize our aging water infrastructure with more filtration or treatment processes to better purify wastewater before it enters the drinking water system. We need to better regulate pollutants, strengthen protections for drinking water, and improve testing. A bonus, we can all do these things and create good-paying new jobs in the community throughout the country.